to handle the pass. Picked up by Rohde, and Rohde's shot goes wide of the cage. Left-hand side, Boleyn. Boleyn, a shot, and that almost crossed up the goaltender, re-spearing, but she's able to fight it off. Puck back to center. Paid now by the Ice Bears, back into the zone. Left-hand side, left face-off circle, shot, stopped by Cammy Floor. Fed in front, taken away by the Storm. And Boleyn will get it back to center. Tiana Stint now for the Ice Bears. Stint getting knocked around and does roll it in. Storm will get it back. Banged off the near side boards up the center. Stint. Stint back into the zone. Stint right faceoff circle. Stint behind the cage. Stint now turns, fires. Stop is made by Floor. Back behind the cage. Tiana Stint fighting for it, but now picked up by the Storm. And DePoit. And DePoit's pass will go between a couple of players. It will die before the goal line, so no icing. Back up to center. Here come the Ice Bears again. Addison Gady into the zone. Gady fires it. Blocker stop made by Cammy Floor. Deflects it to the far side corner. Puck is still battle for along the boards in front of the Bay Area fans. Picked up now by Gabby Heiser. Heiser behind her own net. Heiser flips it ahead. Could not connect with Ava Whitmore. Puck rolls back into the Bay Area zone. Chasing it down is Brianna Onenson now for the Ice Bears. Gets it up to center. Taken there by Emily Bill. Now gets it to Bradford. Julianne Bradford, the Bay Area captain, had it knocked away. Behind the net, chased down by Taylor Friedel. Pass does not connect. Goes all the way down ice. And that will not be icing. Was touched by a Bay Area player. Puck moved along the near side boards. Back through center come the Ice Bears. Back away. Oh, good. No poke check away from Faye Brunke. And the Storm get it back and roll it back into the offensive zone. Rolled in below the goal line, right wing side. Over skating it was Elizabeth Zunker for the Ice Bears. Now picked up by Meverden. Meverden getting bodied up right up against the backboards. Isabel Yonke there to help now for Central Wisconsin. Still a fight for that puck. It comes loose. Picked up by Meverden. Meverden back to Mateo DePoit. DePoit does a nice job of stopping that rolling puck. Keep it in the zone. Rolls it to the right corner. Picked up there by the Ice Bears, and they will clear it all the way down ice, and that will be icing on Bay Area. 5 seconds past the midway point of this period and the game, 3-0 Bay Area.
Nice little sequence there, Chad. They were able to get the puck, go low to high. They won a battle down low to get puck possession. Taya did handle a very awkwardly looking puck right there to keep that in. I thought it was going to bounce out. She was able to get it in, keep it down low. It's just so simple little plays, and it started with winning a puck battle on the wall.
Face off is fought for, picked up, fired, and a save made. Again, Madeline Kelter for the Storm. Puck in the right corner. Madeline Kelter took that drop, then was able to grab the puck and get a good hard shot off. That was fought off by Reese Spearing. And now again, the icing is waved off. DePoit will play it along the near side boards towards Brandt. Brandt chips it up the center. Resetting now are the Ice Bears. Chipped over the blue line, back into the offensive zone. Puck is battled for along the far side boards. Pair of white jerseys, pair of black jerseys. Still a fight for that puck. Coming in to help now is Heiser, but the puck comes loose, grabbed by Central Wisconsin. Back up ice comes Kelter. Kelter knocked away. Near side Brandt trying to grab it, but instead dumped back in by the Ice Bears. Ava Rohde will play it on the right-hand side. Rohde off the glass, back to center ice. 7:35 to go in the second. 3-0 Ice Bears. Back into the zone comes Bay Area. Good defensive play by Gabby Heiser. Gets it over to Isabel Yonke. Yonke had it knocked away. Back with it for a moment were the Ice Bears. Puck bouncing around. Picked up by Central Wisconsin. Isabel Yonke. Yonke gets it ahead towards Jaden Yurkowski. And Jaden will dump it in deep. Puck into the deep left corner. Puck is battle for. Now, oh, it comes loose. Grab by Meverden. Meverden, a shot and a save made. And then holding onto it and keeping it is Spearing. Turnover. And Meverden, who got the last goal for the Central Wisconsin Storm, gets stopped. 7:06 to go in the period. But, again, the Storm had a lot more offensive zone time and more chances here in the second period.
Yeah, they have. It started with a good transition down here, Chad, in the D zone for them to move it. They weathered the storm a little bit, and they were able to
no
transition.
No pun intended?
No, pun intended, of course. They were able to get the puck into the offensive zone every time they win a wall battle. They have to attack and press the net. Go get the puck to the net.
So now an offensive zone faceoff, one of the few times I can remember that they forced her to freeze the puck.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's see if Jaden Yurkowski can win the draw here for Central Wisconsin. Battle into the left corner, controlled by Bay Area. Now deflected to the near side corner, Emily Bill. Bill, who scored the only goal this period. Her pass deflected by Brandt, but gets up to center. Back up ice, with it is Bradford. Bradford drops it back. Brunke. Brunke fires it. And fighting that one off again is Cammy Floor. Puck is, oh, between the circles. Two chances. And the second time, Julianne Bradford grabs it and rips it home. The puck came to Bradford. The first shot attempt was blocked. It came right back onto her stick, and the Bay Area captain makes it 4-0.
Yeah, it was just one of those bouncing pucks that came back to her twice, and you can't give somebody like Julianne Bradford two chances from that spot of the ring.
So Bradford, 4-0 game, 6:45 to go in period number two. And again, that's what those areas of the ice, you're not helping the goaltender at all right now. I mean, none of these goals you could say are any fault of the goaltender.
No, they're super high-quality chances. And that one was through traffic, too, right through two or three different Storm players.
And it's really unfortunate here that Central Wisconsin is playing better here in this period, but in the end, it's still another 2-0 period at this point.
It is. You're right. I mean, this is a much better period for them.
Puck is rolled back into the Bay Area zone. Chasing it down is Ava McDonald for the Ice Bears. Getting pressured, puck moved to the far side, then turned over again. Grabbing is Ava Whitmore, trying to fire it in front, and trying to grab it, turning, firing it, Yurkowski, shot is stopped, and the puck loose on the far side. And then a collision between a Bay Area player and a referee, but there was another good chance for Central Wisconsin, and fighting it off again was Spearing. Puck is dumped in deep. Mateo DePoit moves it to the near side. Taken by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore could not connect with Jaden Yurkowski, and the puck back with Bay Area. Back up ice. With it is Lyons. Lyons, right faceoff circle. Lyons turns along the near side boards. Puck is now rolled in deep. Now taken again by the Storm. Ava Rohde gets it ahead. Isabel Yonke had it bounce away, trying to chase it down as it gets into the Bay Area zone. Yonke still fighting for it in the deep left corner. Moved behind the cage. Played there by Brianna Onenson. Onenson moves it left-hand side back to center ice. Pass is knocked away by Taylor Friedel. Friedel chips it forward but taken back and dumped in deep by Hannah Von Hayden for the... And again, she was not to the red line. And again, no icing was called. Back to the left point. Knocked away. Kept in for a moment. Now Ava Whitmore will get it ahead towards Jaden Yurkowski. Possible 2-on-1. Into the zone. Yurkowski fires it. Knocked down, rebound cleared aside by Tiana Stintz for Bay Area. Left corner, trying to feed it in front, deflected. Oh, and Kelter takes a big shot. How is that not a penalty? She took an arm to the head, and there's an icing called on Bay Area.
I'm questioning a lot of things with the officials, Chad. There's one particular official out there that, again, we don't see the game the same way.
But the shot...
I mean, that little extra business,
you can't
there's
do that.
No hockey play made there. That's a penalty. You're
exactly
correct.
Exactly right, and especially in the girls' game.
Yes.
And again, if you get up high, we see what can happen. We saw it here last year. Now the puck moved to the near side corner. Bradford will clear it all the way down ice, and that should be an icing.
It's questionable every time, Chad.
Got a hold. I usually would say it when it gets past the blue line. Hey, an icing's coming up. Got to hold it.
But you can see, like, as a coach, this is where I would be frustrated and I would have a hard time with the officials, because that call makes a huge difference. That icing from the OT before that we didn't know that they waved off, again, it's an offensive zone faceoff.
And you know how every foot on this rink is hard to get.
Correct.
Puck is played, far side boards. Taking it is Emma Brandt. She'll roll it down low. Trying to fight for it now is Gabby Heiser. Heiser in the right corner. Brandt fighting for it as well. Along the boards. Some contact there. And for the first time tonight, the arm will go up. And the Central Wisconsin Storm will head to the power play.
I mean, that was a lot of body contact. And again, it wasn't a hockey play. I think you can allow things to happen if they are hockey plays. In that case, it wasn't.
So now the Storm will get that chance with the power play. See if they can get on the board here late in the second period. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the second. And Bay Area with two in the first, two in the second, have a 4-0 lead. And Faye Brunke, who has filled the score sheet so far tonight, a couple of goals, now adds a penalty.
She's all over the score sheet.
Two goals and assist as well. Back to the right point. Now Bolin. Bolin will fire it. Save is made. Rebound. Trying to grab it on the left-hand side, but unable to control it is Gabby Heiser. Back to the point, and the puck will be cleared by Bay Area. Chasing it down is Sophie Bolin for Central Wisconsin. Back behind her own cage, moves it up the left-hand side. Bolin into the neutral zone area. Makes a nice little move, trying to get back to that puck, but then grabbed by Bay Area and cleared again.
This is where the Storm have to stay connected, Chad. There can't be any solo missions here. You have to make 3-4 passes, get the puck into the zone, and get set up.
Back off ice quickly. Here comes the Storm. Good move in front, trying to get the shot off. Unable to do so. Was that Garam?
No, that was Ava.
Oh, Ava Rohde. 5-6. Good move by Ava, but now here comes your Kupski. Now with his Heiser. Heiser back to the point. Friedel. Friedel moves it near side. Ava Rohde. Rohde some room. Fires it. Save is made. Trying to grab that rebound, but unable to get a shot off as Heiser. Puck below the goal line. Left-hand side. Grabbed by the Ice Bears. Cleared back to neutral. Taken there by Taylor Friedel. On the near side, Ava Rohde. Rohde into the zone. Rohde moves it on the right-hand side, but good stick work by Bay Area. Gets it back to center ice. 45 seconds on the power play. Yurkovsky along the far side boards. Puck back to the point. There's a slapper by Friedel. Blocked. Trying to get there is Yurkovsky. Could not get the shot off. Grabbed by the Ice Bears. Cleared back to neutral. Trying to knock it down was Rohde. Slowed it down. Picked up near the blue line by Taylor Friedel. 25 seconds on the power play. Ava Whitmore quickly into the zone. Right face-off circle. Whitmore back to the point. Friedel. Friedel had a bounce off her stick, but kept in by Rohde. Now left-hand side. There's a shot by Kelter. Gets deflected wide. Ava Whitmore in the right corner. Back to the point. Friedel. Friedel holds. Friedel fires it. Knocked down in front. Grabbed by the Ice Bears, and they'll clear it, and that will do it for the power play.
Not bad puck movement there, Chad. There was a couple block shots there, and then a couple. You saw the one shot that you and I had a great lane on. Reese Spearing could see that puck the whole way. You got to find a way in front of her eyes.
Played by the Ice Bears in their own zone, deflected by Heiser. Heiser will grab it at neutral. Heiser moves it on the right-hand side. Sophie Bolin into the zone. Bolin trying to make a move. Bolin near the dot, deflects behind the cage. Played there by Addison Dahl for the Ice Bears. Storm still hovering in the offensive zone, but now the Ice Bears get it back. Up the right-hand side, Faye Brunke out of the box. Brunke over the blue line, chips it in deep. Behind the Central Wisconsin cage, grabbed by Brunke. Turns to the left face-off circle. Back to the point with it is Stint. Stint to Shobson, right in front. A deflection by Lily Lyons is stopped, and the Storm will clear the puck all the way down ice. And that will be an icing on Central Wisconsin with a minute 35 to go. A minute 34 to go in the second period, and a 4-0 lead for the Ice Bears.
Yeah, there's a good offensive zone sequence. There was a good power play, Chad. Yeah. About 10 shot attempts. Not all of them got to the net, but they made 1-2 passes. We were able to get the puck to the net, and that's what you have to do. Whether it's 5-on-5, 5-on-4, just make a couple plays and try to find a way to get the puck to the net.
And it does feel like, again, I think that Spearing's done a nice job in both games we've seen, but at the same time, it seems as though when those shots come in, there are opportunities, but it's just not enough.
Yeah, and we're not in position. You saw Lily Lyons right on top of Cammy here. We didn't have that in a couple of those opportunities where you can get to a rebound.
Face off to the right of Cammy Floor. Puck is battled for, won by the Ice Bears. Back to Stint at the point. Moves it down low. Again, fed in front. Deflected. Just wide. Now a shot and a save on the doorstep by Brunke. Stopped by Floor. Now the puck is picked up by Madeline Kelter. She'll bring it through center, left-hand side. Kelter into the zone. Kelter again with that head of steam. Gets it into the Bay Area zone. Stint behind the cage. Will play it for the Ice Bears. Moves on the far side to Brunke. Brunke back to center, taken away by Taylor Friedel. And Friedel will dump it in deep. Goes around to the far side corner with 1 minute to go in the period. Back up ice, here come the Ice Bears and Emily Bill. Bill, left-hand side. Bill trying to work in front. Bill, a shot! And Cammy Floor makes the stop. Holds on, gets the whistle and the stoppage.
Nice little play by Bill, but Cammy Floor was ready, sealed it up.
52.5 seconds to go, second period, 4-0 Ice Bears. Face off again to the right of Cammy Floor. Freshman netminder, what a season. I bet you she wasn't expecting this kind of season when she started.
Yeah, I mean, I think tons of experience gained and certainly experience here as well.
In front, Ava Whitmore will try to clear it, unable to do so. Kept in by Beck. Rachel Beck dumps it in deep. Puck is played by the Storm off the far side boards. Now with it is Heiser. Heiser trying to hit on the left-hand side Ava Whitmore, but the puck a little bit too far in front of Whitmore. Goes all the way down for an icing with 31.7 seconds to go in the period.
Yeah, I mean, right now you hope you can win a D-zone faceoff here and try to flip the ice a little bit. You can run some faceoff plays here to, you know, they're a little bit in desperation, but at this point with 31 seconds left in period, take a chance.
Boleyn steps in, takes the draw for Central Wisconsin. Puck along the far side board. Sophie throwing her body around a little bit. Now the puck played behind the cage by Taylor Friedel. Friedel moves it ahead, left-hand side. Emma Brandt. Brandt had it knocked away. Puck rolled back into the storm zone. 15 seconds in the period. Emma Brandt chips it forward to the Bay Area end. Taking the puck now is Addison Dahl for the Ice Bears. She'll settle behind her own cage. 7 seconds in the period. And now move to the far side boards. Banged ahead, down to 2 seconds, taken by the storm. Trying to fire was Yurkowski at the buzzer. Actually, that was Boleyn trying to fire at the buzzer, but no shot on net, and the end of two periods of hockey. 4-0, Bay Area with the lead over the Central Wisconsin Storm. We'll come back, look at the numbers, the scoring of this one, get the analysis of Coach Brandt coming up next. This is Storm Hockey, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West Boys and Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly 3 decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience. Driven by quality.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the best-of-3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3, if necessary, on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.
Are pain and discomfort keeping you from living your best life? It doesn't have to be that way. Mosinee Family Chiropractic is here to help you. Serving Wausau and surrounding areas, they provide gentle, effective chiropractic care for the whole family, helping with back pain, headaches, sports injuries, and more. With a patient-first approach, they focus on real solutions for lasting relief. Feel better, move better, and live better. Call Mosinee Family Chiropractic today, 715-869-3132, and schedule your appointment to live better.
At Weston Smiles, your smile is our top priority. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic and implant dentistry, we offer gentle, personalized care in a comfortable environment. With a newly expanded facility, state-of-the-art technology, and a team that truly cares, we make every visit stress-free and guilt-free. Healthy, confident smiles start here. Call Weston Smiles today to book your appointment and learn more about our services, amenities, and team at WestonSmilesDental.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes and BJ Brandt back from Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton in the second intermission of this WIAA Girls State Hockey Championship game. It is the Bay Area Ice Bears leading the Central Wisconsin Storm by a score of 4-0. Looking at the scoring of this game, Bay Area got on the board first at 3:48 of the first period. Even strength goal, Faye Brunke. Assist went to Maya Shepherd and Emily Bill, 1-0 Ice Bears. Ice Bears would then make it 2-0 at 11:39 of the first period. Again, it was Faye Brunke lighting the lamp for the 28th time this season. Tiana Stint and Emily Bill had the assist. 2-0 Bay Area. That would be the score at the end of the first period. Then early in the second period, it was Emily Bill at 2:37. Bill with the goal, Julianne Bradford and Faye Brunke with assists to make it 3-0. And then Julianne Bradford would light the lamp at 10:15. Initial shot got blocked right back onto her stick, right between the circles, able to rip it home for Julianne Bradford, her 17th goal of the season. The Bill goal earlier was her 21st goal. On the Bradford goal, Faye Brunke and Emily Bill again assists. And it is a 4-0 lead for the Ice Bears at the end of two periods of play. In the second period, 13 shots on net for Bay Area. Tammy Floor would make 11 saves. She has now faced 21 shots on the game, and she has 17 saves. Central Wisconsin had 8 shots on net in the second period. Reese Spearing made 8 saves. She has faced 11 shots, made 11 saves so far. 4-0, Ice Bears with the lead. And B.J. Brandt, again, I mean, it was 4-0, but Storm had chances in that second period.
They did. I mean, you had 8 shots compared to 3 in the first period, and that's a tough period to have, to play, because it's a long change. They had to play a little bit in the D zone, but they found ways to get pucks to the net. Had some chaotic moments in front of the net, just weren't able to put the rebounds in. I think Gabby had a chance and Jaden had a chance to get a rebound, and they just couldn't get their stick on it.
For Central Wisconsin, we look at it, 8 shots in a period, and that's way above normal that Bay Area's given up. So there were chances, and again, it's just the finishing aspect where it felt like there were a couple of times where it's one and done, and Bay Area does a pretty good job of not allowing multiple opportunities.
Yeah, they were. I mean, both those secondary chances that we had, they had to fight through a box out. I mean, it's no different than in basketball when you're trying to box out to get a rebound. It's no different here in hockey. You know, the Storm played a much better period than that period. Obviously, there were some lineup changes and some different combinations that allowed that to happen. Just a little bit of bad puck luck too down in their zone. The first goal that went in, I think that Bill had, was just a scramble rebound, and I think we might end up hitting that one in. And then you can't give Julianne Bradford those opportunities in the slot, because she's a skilled player, one of the best players in our state, and she found a way to put it to the back of the net.
How good is this Bay Area team? Because obviously when you look at what they've done this year, and right now they're 17 minutes away, and of course it can't slow down, because we saw on Thursday night that when you think things are under control, it can change very, very quickly. But, you've seen quite a bit of girls' hockey. You've got girls who are involved in hockey, maybe not, going back way, way back. But this Bay Area team looks like it's got an opportunity to do something special. They haven't lost to a team from Wisconsin this year. What are your thoughts on what you see from that group?
Well, I think they're really skilled, and they're able to have the puck a lot, and that's what allows them the opportunities to win these games. I mean, they've got a ton of offensive skill. They've got a ton of defensive skill. Their goaltender's grown and gotten better as the year has gone on. You know, they're a really deep team. They probably have 3-4 lines that they can play and roll consistently, and there's not a lot of drop-off between them. So you look at just the depth factor that they have. I haven't seen their roster yet to see how many seniors they have, but knowing their youth program and how well they've done in the youth, next year for them would be a reload situation because of the skill that they have.
What about the Storm? What did they do better? And what do they have to do in the third period? Because, again, you got to get that first one. That's where it all starts. You got to get that first one. What do they have to add? Because they did add in the second period. What do you add early in the third?
Well, Chad, down 4-0 with 17 minutes to play, you kind of got to break it up into chunks. You got to break it up first 2 minutes. You want to be able to get one in the first 2 minutes, because that creates momentum. And then when you can get the momentum going, you hopefully you can find a little spark, a little energy. And sometimes you need a good bounce, too. I mean, you look at some of the goals, there's some bad bounces. Not bad, but just in terms of unlucky bounces. And then you got to win the next 3 minutes. You know, you just have to keep trying to win those minutes and win those little chunks. It's no different than when we were down last night 4-1. The whole goal last night in the second period was to win the period. You had to win the period. And they're down to 17 minutes left. So winning the period isn't an option. They've got to find a way to get five here. And the only way you're going to do that is you have to take chances.
You were down by four goals early in the second period. And you think, hey, that's against a hockey team like Notre Dame Academy. That's a massive hill to climb. And when you look up there, it was still like 5 minutes to go in the second period, and you're already down by only one. So it can turn quickly. And again, obviously it's not going to be easy, but you know what it's like in a locker room at this point. Again, you just keep plugging away, and then good things happen.
Yeah, you have to trust what you did to get you here. I mean, that's the biggest thing when teams get down here. Sometimes you do things that you didn't do to get here, and that can cost you some problems. And that was part of us a little bit yesterday. We did things that weren't necessarily the things that got us here. And we paid in those moments, but you know, you in the locker room, you have to fight, you have to dig, because you know, in our intermission, Chad, we talked a lot about the lessons of life that are taught through this game, and sometimes you're down, and sometimes things are difficult, but you know, nothing worthwhile is easy, and you want to do things difficult. We talked a lot about hey, just wait, let's get the story right here. We got to do those things, And that's what Coach Wimmer is going to tell him. You got to fight through this. You have to make sure every shift counts, because every shift for the next 17 minutes matters.
We're going to take a timeout and then come back and have period number three. Bay Area Ice Bears 4, Central Wisconsin Storm nothing. Back in a few moments. This is Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Back here at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton, heading to the third period. Storm trail the Bay Area Ice Bears by a score of 4-0. And again, as we talked about in the pregame, and I talked about with Jana Wimmer, playing on the final day of the season. And now for the seniors, they know this is their final chance. 17 more minutes of hockey, and that's got to be something that is at front of mind. They want to come out here and play exceptionally well for these last 17 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's left in your high school career, and you want to make sure that you go and do your best with it. Regardless of what this outcome is, it doesn't change the fact that, the Storm and Bay Area have had fantastic seasons. You know, it doesn't change the fact that they're both really good hockey teams. And you just hope that the team, you know, the Storm senior girls go out, compete their heart out, because they've done such a great job for this program.
So we are set to go. Period number three. It will be 5-on-5 hockey. As the Storm try to get something going early. Try to put that little bit of pressure on at some point. 21 shots on net so far for Bay Area. 11 for the Storm. And according to the stats on the board, it says zero scoring chances for Central Wisconsin. I would say that's a little off.
I don't think that's a fair
then again,
fair
assessment. It said four scoring chances for Bay Area. I don't think they scored on all their scoring chances. That might have been a little off.
I would agree.
All right, there's the faceoff, and the puck is dumped in deep by Bay Area. Goes in behind the cage, chased now by Ava Rohde. Rohde trying to move it along the boards. Back with it. The battle for that puck. Bradford trying to grab it. Puck is rolled into the right corner. Again, far side boards, Julianne Bradford. Also Emily Bill there. Has the top line out there for Bay Area, but now the puck comes to center, one-on-one, into the zone. Left face-off circle, and then moving it left to the right is Heiser, and the puck is rolled into the corner. Heiser was taken down, but again, no arm goes up, and Emily Bill back up ice, and then a collision between Bill and Brunke, and then coming over and throwing her body around is Yurkupski, as right now these officials, I think, are on the verge of letting things slip a little bit out of control.
Yeah, you don't want the temperature of this to rise too much, Chad.
Looking for the wraparound. Getting taken down, it looked like, as Ava Whitmore. And Whitmore,
she got shot to the head there, Chad, at the end, too.
But it looked like she was hooked down, and then, as you said, another shot. But that arm stays down, and now in the right corner, puck will be picked up by Kelter. Kelter trying to work her way in front, but the puck goes back to center. Played by Isabel Yankee, and she'll roll it in. But boy, there's one thing letting them play, and there's another thing letting them play beyond the lines of what should be legal. But now the puck is back to center, and now rolled all the way down ice. Taylor Friedel will try and chase it down for the Storm. Now has the puck taken away. Puck fed in front, but knocked away by Gearham. Gearham moves it to the far side boards, and the Storm get it back to the blue line. It was out of the zone. Trying to bring it back in was Tiana Stint. But that is a offside.
Good start for the Storm, though, Chad. They had their foot on the gas, a lot of time in the offensive zone. Just have to find a way to get the puck to the net, other than that, you know, high zone shot.
15:28 to go. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. 4-0 Storm with the lead. I think some folks in black are going to be. They had a little retirement announcement before one of the officials. I think they're going to be asking for more retirements at this point, but nevertheless, puck back into the Central Wisconsin zone, then chipped out of play, and we'll get another faceoff. 15:16 to go. Earlier today, Tomahawk won their first ever state championship, knocking off Amory in the Division II state final. And then later on tonight at 7 o'clock, the D1 game. New schedule this year. What do you think of it?
I like it. I think it's I think it does a nice job of spacing things out and allows for all opportunities for media to be, you know, showcase this sport.
Win on the draw for Bay Area. Puck is rolled down low. Now deflects into the left corner. Play it again by the Ice Bears. Now trying to move in front. Has it knocked away. That's Brunke. And the puck back to center. Taken there by Anundsen. Anundsen's pass deflected. Now Gabby Heiser on the far side. Tried to dump it to her defenseman, but rolls in on net. Sticked aside by Cammy Floor. And now the puck is taken back by the Ice Bears. Pass to the right faceoff circle, Bradford. Bradford tried to throw it in front. Goes off the skate of Emily Bill. Now grabbing it again is Bradford. Bradford back to Bill behind the cage. Now gets it in front. And not seeing the puck was Bradford between the circles. And the Storm will clear it back to the Bay Area blue line. Bay Area then chops it back down ice. And that'll be icing on the Ice Bears. Offensive zone draw coming up for Central Wisconsin. 14:32 to go in the game. 4-0 lead for Bay Area.
You saw, Chad, Gabby Heiser was sitting out neutral ice, which pushed their defenseman back a little bit, just that little bit to create some more space for our defenseman and wings to handle the puck.
Kelter taking the draw for Central Wisconsin, but controlled by Bay Area. Behind the cage, Addison Dahl. Dahl gets it ahead. Center ice with it, Lily Lyons. Lyons' pass is knocked away. Back to center, and Dahl. Dahl will bring it into the zone. Dahl will fire it. Goes over the crossbar and off the glass behind Cammy Floor. Lyons trying to chase it down, but puck taken by Bay Area in the right corner. Now move to the near side corner. Addison Dahl there now for the Ice Bears. Dahl trying to feed it in front. Deflected, comes in on net. Right up against the near side pipe was Floor. And now the puck grabbed by Taylor Friedel, and she'll bang it off the boards back to center ice. Taken by Tiana Stint. Coughs it up, and now here comes Central Wisconsin. Back up ice comes Taylor Friedel. Friedel will fire it. Goes wide to the far side pipe. Near side boards, Addison Gady. Gady will stick handle now for Bay Area. Bangs it back to center, Taylor Friedel. Friedel, left-hand side into the zone. Friedel rolls it in deep behind the cage. Coming to the near side, Addison Dahl leaves it off on the right-hand side to Stint. Stint gets it up the center. Touch pass, does not connect. Does roll into the Central Wisconsin zone. And it will turn into an icing on Bay Area.
Well, for keeping icing tracks, Chad, they're 100% so far this period.
Well,
but it matters.
It does matter.
It matters. This is an offensive zone faceoff for the Central Wisconsin Storm, and they've been decent at them to try to get pucks to the net.
Jaden Yurkowski will take the faceoff against Emily Bill. Puck is fought for near the dot. Still near the dot. Comes loose and trying to push it forward was Yurkowski, but picked up by Bay Area, and Faye Brunke moves it to the far side. Now Emily Bill at her own goal line on the right-hand side. Bill makes a nice little move. Bill gets it up the center. Now with it is Bradford. Julianne Bradford into the zone, 2-on-2. Bradford trying to feed it in front towards Brunke, knocked away by Mateo DePoit. Puck in below the goal line. Three Ice Bears and two Storm players digging at it. Actually, three Storm players there now with Ava Whitmore. And then getting tripped up behind the cage is Ava Rohde. Puck comes in front, knocked away. Puck is now picked up by Bradford, moves it back to the right point. Now rolled in to the right wing corner. Brunke behind the net. Brunke to the near side. Brunke to the near faceoff circle. Turns. Holds. Now passes off. One-timer by Bradford. Goes wide of the cage. Back to the right point. With it is Ava McDonald. Turns. Fires it behind the cage. Puck is still bouncing around. Now to the left-hand side. Grab by Central Wisconsin. And now slow to get up behind the goal line is Faye Brunke. Puck is still fought for. Now Ava Rohde behind her own net. Rohde. Stick handles. Now passes up the center. Bounces off the stick of Yurkowski, but Jaden still fighting for it. Pokes it deep into the left wing corner. Now banged off the far side boards, and now possible 2-on-2 the other way. Into the zone comes Bay Area between the circles. Shot gets deflected wide. That was Abby Momertz with that shot. Centering pass gets deflected below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is whipped on the pass attempt by Bay Area, picked up by the Storm. Pass does not connect with Gabby Heiser. And then a collision between Heiser and Addison Dahl, as that will be an icing on Central Wisconsin.
Different strategy here for the Storm. They're kind of keeping one player in neutral ice to try to stretch a little bit. And it's part of what you have to do when you're down forward, you know, just under 12 minutes left here. You have to find ways to get, you know, scoring chances. And sometimes that's taking a chance in your D zone and flying out of the D zone so you can get an opportunity.
So, I don't even want to go here, but you had Rhodey go down. It looked like she was taken down. And it just feels like this game, there's a lot of that going on that's not being called.
Yeah, and sometimes what I worry about in these moments is you get officials that have not reffed a lot of girls' hockey. And you, it's a game that you have to learn to call because it's different than the boys' game.
Faceoff control by Central Wisconsin. Madeline Kelter on the left-hand side, and here she goes up the left wing side to center ice. Kelter, a full head of steam. Now deflected, and Kelter whips it wide of the cage. Deflected behind the cage by Boleyn, and then comes in front. And gloving it down and holding on is Reese Spearing. But again, there's always excitement when Kelter gets that full head of steam.
She was flying through neutral ice there, just lost a little bit at the top of the zone, but able to get it low and to create an offensive zone faceoff.
Faceoff to the near side, just to our right. We're behind the Bay Area bench here at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena. Jaden Yurkowski into the circle. Emily Bill will get tossed. Julianne Bradford will now step in for Bay Area. Puck near the dot, back to the point, and the Storm cannot keep it in. Yarrum will chase it down at her own blue line, moves it near side. Chipped ahead by Gabby Heiser into the zone, goes in behind the Bay Area cage. Taken there by Addison Dahl. Pass ahead, moves to the near side, through center ice, Faye Brunke. Brunke gets it ahead to Bradford. Bradford bounces it off Taylor Friedel into the right corner. Now behind the cage, Bradford gives it off to Emily Bill. Bill back on the near side to Dahl. Dahl will fire it. Glove down and deflected to the far side corner. Puck is now below the goal line, right-hand side. Picked up by Central Wisconsin. Storm will get it back through center. Long pass ahead. Again, hanging out at center. Gabby Heiser. Heiser trying to go around the defender, Dahl. Could not do so. Dahl gives it back to Stint. But again, like you were saying, hanging out at neutral, looking for that long outlet. It almost worked for Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, you have to right now, Chad. Got to take some chances here. Got to get on the board, create a little momentum.
Storm trying to break it quickly. Back up to center. Knocked down by McDonald. McDonald over the blue line, but an offside called on Bay Area with 10:30 to go in the third period and a 4-0 lead for the Bay Area Ice Bears.
Yeah, I mean, there's been chances, Chad. You just have to find ways to get the secondary ones. I mean, the Storm, this has been a good period for them. And you got to take that next step. Do that one little extra thing to find a way to get it to the back of the net.
Face off at neutral. Merrim Everton trying to grab it. Moves it left-hand side. Ava Whitmore still fighting for it as well for Central Wisconsin. Now picked up again by McDonald. McDonald gets it ahead. Back into the zone comes Bay Area. Shot from the right face-off circle. And a save is made. Firing it was Lily Lyons, but stopped again by Cammie Flores. She'll freeze it. Take the face-off. Floor has been, again, solid here for Central
steady,
Wisconsin.
Super steady. I mean, making the saves that you should make here. Freezing pucks, getting face-offs. Those are all big things.
Sophie Boleyn will take the draw here for the Storm. Face-off is off the far side boards. Played again by Addison Dahl. Moved into the right-hand corner. Fed to the face-off circle. Grabbed by the Storm. And then all the way down ice for an icing. And an offensive zone face-off again for Bay Area.
A little bit of panic there in us. We had more time there. You got to find a way to take a deep breath, take a peek, see what you have before you get the puck, and then go attack on offense. I think, you know, the Storm, if they can connect two or three players together and attack together in a wave, I think you'll find a puck to the back of the net.
Face off in the right circle. Still near the dot, picked up by Madeline Kelter. And here comes Kelter through center again over the red line. Kelter over the blue line, trying to get the corner. Oh, and she got a hooked, and then there's a penalty coming up. And actually, that was really the only thing the defenseman could do because Kelter had the corner.
Chad, that was an outstanding rush by Madeline Kelter. Addie Dahl is one of the best defensemen in our state, one of the best skaters in our state. Madeline Kelter made her look like an orange cone. She just flew around her, and the only thing she could do is hook because of how fast and how much speed Madeline came through with.
So now a power play chance for the Storm, second of the game. In fact, only the second power play for either side. Been very few arms going up. Now Gabby Heiser behind the cage. Heiser moves it on the left-hand side. There's Garam. Garam, stick handles. Garam at the goal line. Garam back to the point. Rhodey. Rhodey moves it near side, Boleyn. Back to Ava Rhodey, left-hand side. Left corner, again Garam. Garam, stick handles, turns, fires, deflected. Saving it was Gabby Heiser. Gives it back over to Garam. Hands it to Ava Rhodey. Little pass back towards Garam. Does not connect. Fight for the puck in the deep left corner, taken by Heiser. Back left point, Rohde moves it near side, Boleyn. Boleyn's shot gets blocked. Pass ahead. Oh, turned over. Rohde, a shot, glove down. As Bay Area was looking for the shorthanded chance, and it almost bit him.
As they should have there. I mean, it was a great play by Ava Rohde to read that and get a shot on net. Storm, decent power play so far. They have to find ways to get pucks to the net to get that rebound or find a seam play to get a shot on the back door.
1:20 to go on the power play. 9:09 to go in the third period. 4-0 lead for Bay Area. Heiser taking the draw. Won by the Storm on the far side. Garam back down low. Left corner taken there by Heiser. Heiser left faceoff circle turns. Fires! Knocked down. Puck is picked up in the right corner. Trying to grab it is Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky back to Boleyn. Quickly back to Yurkovsky. Turns, fires, misses the far side pipe. Back to the left point, Ava Rohde moves it left face-off circle. Back to the point, Rohde moves it near side Boleyn. Boleyn will fire it. Stop is made, rebound. Another stop is made and covered up. And then getting knocked down hard in front of the net and throwing her body with Tiana Stint. Looking up his Heiser, wondering where the penalty is.
I mean, I'm not sure, Chad. That looked like linebacker on running back right there. As you watch.
Oh, and right for the head, no less.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You can't do that. That should not be a minor. That should be a major.
Yeah.
I mean, throwing an elbow to the head again. Wow.
I have to be quiet, Chad.
Well, the thing is, it's on the scoreboard, so they could have seen it at the very least. On the video board, I should say. And the puck is cleared by Bay Area. And now Brunke's going to try and chase it down. Brunke into the zone. Brunke in front. Brunke a shot and a goal. Bay Brunke with her third goal of the game. A shorthander with 8:24 to go in the game. And that makes it 5-0 Bay Area. And it comes after a completely missed call. And it completely changes the whole dynamic of the power play. And you said it. I mean, again, it's one of those things where every call or non-call does affect what happens.
It matters, Chad. It matters. And in this case, it didn't. I mean, Faye Brunke's not somebody you want to see in a breakaway. She's clearly shown she could score this season, and she secured her hat trick with that little breakaway goal.
Yeah, she finished really well, too. I mean, those breakaways, there's an art to them. Isn't there?
There is. I mean, you saw in our game, we had a breakaway, didn't score. We had a couple breakaways. You know, it's you have to be good at it. And Cammy competed hard, and Faye was able to get it by her.
There's the faceoff. 25 seconds to go on the Central Wisconsin power play. Taylor Friedel moves it ahead. Now the Storm into the zone. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore doesn't get a lot on that shot. Goes wide of the cage. Puck moved to the far side. Taylor Friedel. Friedel at the goal line. Friedel's pass deflected. Back to the left point, Madeline Kelter. And now fires it wide of the near side pipe. Rebound, Garam. Garam along the boards, fires it wide. Left-hand side, Madeline Kelter. Back to 5-on-5. Kelter in front, intended for Isabel Yonke. Got a stick on it, could not get it on net. Puck back to center. Here comes Bay Area coming over, knocking it away nicely that time for the Storm was Taylor Friedel. Back to the Bay Area blue line. Pass ahead. Off the stick of Lily Lyons. Rolls into the Central Wisconsin zone. Banged off the backboards to the near side by Central Wisconsin's Michaela Garam. And then there's a shot and a goal.
I didn't see how that one went.
I kind of lost it for a second, to be honest with you. I'm grabbing it and scoring with Lyons. Very innocuous looking play, and I have to take a look at the video screen here to see what exactly happened. From the near side boards, and there's a screen in front.
And tipped it right over her shoulder.
Yep, that was a nice tip. Yeah, from the near side boards, fired on net, and Lyons got a stick on it right under the crossbar to make it 6-0 with 7:22 to go. Boy, that was a good finish. When I was doing some prep work, I was looking at Lyons, and she did not have any scoring in the regular season. I'm not sure whether her role changed or she was injured, but she had scored a couple of goals in playoffs. Oh, puck in front and not able to get it on goal was Yurkovsky.
She was injured, Chad.
Okay. Because she's been somebody in the playoffs that's been very big for them. 3-on-2 the other way, Brunke. Brunke had it knocked away by Mateo DePoit. Puck is in below the goal line. Now behind the cage. And now to the near side corner. Back to the point with his Addison Dahl. Dahl throws it on net. Save made by Cammy Floor. Puck is picked up by DePoit. DePoit will now bring it up ice. Back to center ice. Over the red line. Now into the zone. Left-hand side. Puck rolled in deep. Now the puck is taken back by Bay Area. Turned over. Trying to work her way in front. Is Gabby Heiser, but knocked away. Now near side. Taylor Friedel thrown in front. Oh, and almost squirted past the goaltender, but knocking it down as Reese Spearing covers it up. And again, another little move after the whistle.
Yeah, I think, Chad, the nice little play there, though. There were some bodies in front trying to get a scoring chance. You still have to compete here. The score doesn't matter. How you play the game matters, and you got to compete.
Face off to the right of Spearing. Madeline Kelter taking the draw here for Central Wisconsin. And now a timeout. Again, it's a media timeout. So they'll stop.
What's interesting with that, Chad, they're still running the clock.
Actually, no, I guess not. I guess it was just a – I don't know what happened there. I think it might – yeah, may have been a media timeout. Who knows? Puck is battled for near the dot. Grabbed by Emily Bill for Bay Area. Bill behind her own cage. Moves it off the far side boards. Pinching in Madeline Kelter. Kelter keeps it deep, but grabbed again by Bill. Bill rotates it to the near side and Faye Brunke. Brunke gets it back to center and Bradford. Bradford into the zone. Bradford turns the corner. Bradford in front. Bradford a shot and a save made by Cammy Floor. One reason the Storm has to keep their focus because obviously Bay Area is keeping their foot on the accelerator.
Yeah, you got to play the game the right way. They're going to compete all the way to the whistle and to the end of the buzzer, and you want to do the same exact thing.
And the clock is stopped. And there's a media timeout now with 5:01 to go in period number three. 6-0 lead for the Bay Area Ice Bears. Two goals in the first period, two goals in the second period, two goals in the third.
Yeah, in those situations, Chad, there was like 40 seconds that popped off the clock there with the confusion of a media timeout. And I just think it's a little bit unfair to the girls, both teams that are competing here.
And also, there's going to be opportunities for kids to get on the ice for a state final.
Yes.
I mean, oh, puck in front and knocked away to the right-hand side. As, again, hovering around the net is Bay Area. Puck deflects to the near side boards. Chasing it down. Central Wisconsin trying to get it out of trouble and back up to center ice. Berigi there fighting for it, trying to dig it out. Also there is Gabby Heiser. Now the Storm set it up. Taylor Friedel. Friedel's pass goes off the near side boards, rolls into the Bay Area zone. Chasing it down is Addison Dahl. Dahl trying to give it off. Pinching in is Ava Whitmore for the Storm. Whitmore has it, right corner. Ava will feed it in front, intended for Heiser, but just off the target. Would have been a good opportunity for Gabby Heiser from the upper slot. Puck dumped back in by Central Wisconsin. Chased down by Dahl. Dahl will whip it along the boards, back to center ice. Deflected ahead, now 2-on-2 the other way. Into the zone come the Ice Bears, rolled in deep by Addison Gady. Gady will chase it down, fed in front. There's a shot and a goal. Cutting in front was Rachel Beck, and it looked like maybe screened a bit to the late reaction by Cammy Floor, and Rachel Beck scores with 3:59 to go to make it 7-0.
Yeah, that was very similar to a goal earlier in the game where she just couldn't see through track.
Puck is off the far side boards. Played now by Taylor Friedel. Gets it back ahead towards Mara Meverden. Meverden will chip it in deep. Goes in behind the cage. Now played again by the Ice Bears off the far side boards. Kept in nicely by Friedel. Friedel shot. Goes off of body to the near side boards. Chasing it down now is Brunke for Bay Area. Moves it to the far side boards. Still fighting for it now is Gabby Heiser along the boards. Also Taylor Friedel there. Taylor chopping at it, but it goes back to center. Friedel at neutral, turns, trying to fire it in, picked up by Heiser, but an offside coming up on the Storm. As we head to the end, these seniors, only two state championships. What a job this group of seniors has done for 4 years.
Chad, you get to play in the last game, what, three times in your career. I mean, that's just a phenomenal career there for them, regardless of today's result, to have two championships. You get to have a runner-up finish, and a lot of youth players that look up to these girls and aspire to be like them, and that's fun to see in our community, and they have a lot to be proud of regardless of today's result.
Just looking at the board, you know, you see 2008, you see 2012, you see 2017, you see 2022 and 2024, and really right from the start, this was a competitive program. It didn't take very long for that to be turned into a state-winning program, and it's just continued. And you've been part, you know, where you have girls that go through the program, the youth program. They must be doing something right.
They're doing a lot of things right, Chad. You know, and give credit to Green Bay. Like, this has been a program that these have battled at the youth level, from state tournaments to get to state tournaments. There's been a lot of stuff there that, you know, a lot of time to compete in. Yep, these are moments where temperatures are going to rise, and you hope that they don't.
And these seniors for Central Wisconsin, you got Ava Rohde, you got Michaela Garam, you got Kate Sari, you got Gabby Heiser, Taylor Friedel, Sophie Boleen, Malia Baregi, Maddie Saltzman. It's great to see her up in the introductions.
Yeah, I mean,
not in uniform.
Yeah, these girls have had an opportunity to compete with each other for 4 years, and to have two state titles and to have a state runner-up. They have so much to be proud of. And they've earned it. They've earned all of it. They've worked hard, you know, playing hockey in the fall and the spring and doing things the right way, and they've earned these opportunities here.
And power play coming up for Central Wisconsin, and that pushing and shoving after the frozen puck. Heading into the box is Lily Lyons. And, is there going to be a second? And Sophie Boleen coming, having a word with the referee. And that's the first time the Storm player will be in the box today. It's been a lonely place for whoever sitting in that box.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
I don't know either.
I guess similar. The same guy I've questioned icings on, Chad, is making the decisions here, and I'm not sure he got it right.
I know.
Sorry if I'm being too open.
No. You know, every time, you know, you've seen these folks for a long time, and one thing that you've seen over the years as well, these girls are going to, they draw a line too. They're not going to take any guff out there.
Correct.
So stay even strength, 2:35 to go. At the right point, holding it now for the Ice Bears is Stint. Stint rolls it to the right faceoff circle, rolls in front, and a shot and another goal. The rolling puck is grabbed right down low. Little backhand flip right over the right pad of Cammie Floor. And scoring the goal there, I think, will be number four for Faye Brunke.
Yeah, I mean, Chad, that's a similar goal. Just a little bouncer in front there, and she got a stick on it to bounce it right over the top of Cammie's pad.
And she's just a finisher, I tell you.
She knows how to score, and then evident by her stats this season.
And to say the least, a four-goal outburst in a state championship game is something that she is definitely going to remember. And the thing about Faye Brunke, she's only a junior.
Yeah, she's got a lot of hockey in this tournament for her left.
Now face off, 2:27 to go, 8-0 is the lead for Bay Area into the zone. Oh, you love to see the Storm be able to get one here late.
Just get one, break right. The seal here.
So they're going to keep pushing, puck into the Bay Area zone. Outlet pass does not connect, and that will be an icing. Are they still right on the icings here in the third?
So far, 100% in the third, Chad. Yeah, icing there, little offensive zone faceoff. Again, just trying to get one here. Compete hard, compete the right way. Go out, you know, this result isn't going to be what we want, but go out the right way.
And the thing about it is they've earned their spot. I mean, an overtime sectional final, an overtime state semifinal. This is a team that have found a way all season long. Puck is drawn into the right corner. Ice Bears back behind the cage. Stint. Stint moves it to the far side boards. Back to the point on the blue line, but now cleared out by Bay Area. Chasing it down will be Ava Rohde, as we mentioned earlier, the winner of the top defenseman in the state at the awards this week. Finishing off her career with some hardware. Back up ice comes Central Wisconsin. Through center ice comes Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky had it knocked away. Collision again, and the puck cleared to center. Grabbed by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore brings it back in. Whitmore into the left corner. Whitmore below the goal line, now behind the cage. Now to the right corner. Gabby Heiser there for Central Wisconsin. Puck is now taken by Stint. Stint will move along the near side boards. Now the puck comes loose. Grabbed by Heiser between the circles, but then knocked away. Backhanded back to the point and back to center with 50 seconds to go. Storm will get it back. Miscommunication on the pass attempt. Rolls into the Bay Area zone. Banged ahead to the far to the near side boards. Backhanded to the point. Ava Rohde keeps it in for Central Wisconsin. Rolls into the left wing corner of the Ice Bears zone. Ice Bears will flip it back to center. Delay.